Well, approximately 10 blocks up the river, we received a report around 4 o'clock today that a child's been missing for 10 to 15 minutes. So we scattered fire units down below the river where we believe he may have gone in. And at 16:34, one of our firefighters was on one of the walking bridges that crosses over to the stadium. And a witness, a girl, came up with her father and said, "We think we saw the boy travel over one of the falls here near the stadium. And we thought he went downriver." So this firefighter came down here, was looking along the river, and just below me came across what he believed to be the body of the little boy. And once he jumped down into the water, he found the boy lodged against one of the logs that deadfalls down here in the river, and realized it was the little boy and he had drowned. And so the father of the little girl and our firefighter were able to get the child out, and then they called for all the reinforcements, the paramedics and the ambulance, to come in and help with the resuscitation. So they began the resuscitation and transported him to McKay Hospital.
All right. You mentioned words like drowned. I mean, is the boy, what is the latest that you are at liberty to tell us of his condition?
What I can tell you, he was transported in extremely critical condition at the hospital. What I can tell you, typically with, I don't know specifically on this particular case, but typically with a drowning, one of the things they consider is whether it's warm or cold water, which we obviously know this is very cold water. It's all the runoff. And so that's to the patient's behalf in terms of slowing down the metabolic rate. And so typically with cold water drownings, they do a certain type of resuscitative efforts with cold water patient drownings rather than warm water patient drownings. And the fact that he's a child is to his benefit rather than an adult or an older adult. And so he's, the last word we heard, he's been being worked on at McKay Hospital, and I don't know the latest condition right now.
Why would it be for his benefit if he's a child? I understand the cold, I've heard cold water in the past, but why is it beneficial if he's a kid?
The other thing with a kid is typically they have really healthy cardiovascular systems, meaning their heart's healthy. They haven't had degrees of influence of heart disease that many adults receive over time from either, you know, eating, being overweight, all the other coronary risk factors. Whereas this child has probably got a very healthy cardiovascular system, so hopefully will respond quickly to the resuscitation.
What happens after McKay, if he makes it? Do we know yet, or what happens?
Well, typically McKay won't release any information related to his condition. Depending on what happens with his outcome, the police department would eventually become aware of his outcome if he doesn't make it, and they may be made aware of it. But all the medical caregivers are not allowed or at liberty to discuss his condition as it relates to his medical care.
Do we have any idea how he fell into the water in the first place?
We've heard some speculation about there might have been a dog involved. Other than that, we don't know. We didn't have any witnesses actually seeing him go in, but we were told that his shoes and socks were somewhere near the river bank where they believe he may have gone in. And that was up about the 1500 East block in Ogden here, which we're about at the 500 block. And so we're talking about 9 or 10 blocks of travel through this fast-moving current.